Press TV headlines. Hundreds of people in Saudi Arabia protest against their country's military intervention in Bahrain. Several protesters are hundreds of Egyptians protest against the Israeli ambassador's presence in their country. Dozens of people are reportedly killed in an anti-government protest in Syria. In Azerbaijan, hundreds of people protest against the government's ban on hijab in schools. And the Scottish National Party wins a major victory in the Scottish parliamentary elections. It is 5 p.m. in Washington at midnight in Sana'a. This is Press TV's World News. Anti-government protests flare up in eastern Saudi Arabia. The protesters took to the streets of the city of Qatif. They chanted slogans against Bahrain's ruling Al Khalifa family in solidarity with the popular protests there. The demonstrators have been demanding the Saudi regime pull its forces out of Bahrain over the past weeks. The protests come despite a harsh Saudi crackdown on dissent in the kingdom. Riyadh has banned all protest rallies in the country. It has recently arrested scores of protesters and human rights activists. Human Rights Watch has urged all those arrested during anti-regime protests, including human rights activist Fadhil Al-Manasif, to be released. In Bahrain, several protesters have been arrested as anti-regime rallies continue across the Persian Gulf Sheikhdom. Reports say a large number of protesters in the village of Ekir have been detained by Saudi-led forces. This as protesters have taken to the streets across the country to condemn Saudi Arabia's deployment of more troops and tanks there. Bahrain has, for several weeks, been under a strict martial law imposed by the ruling Al Khalifa family. This in their bid to stifle the Bahrain revolution. Dozens of people have been killed and hundreds of others arrested in the brutal crackdown that started back in mid-February. Also, Talal Abdul Hamid, a member of the opposition in the Islamic Action Association, has been arrested by Bahraini forces. Meanwhile, a prominent lawyer from the Human Rights Watch has been denied entry into Bahrain. The Bahraini regime says that Joshua Colangelo has been refused entry because of the kind of work he does. In Yemen, anti-government protesters have once again held mass rallies against the embattled President Ali Abdullah Saleh.
علي عبد الله صالح سيسقط القاتل سيسقط السفاح سيسقط وستنتصر اليمن وسينتصر شباب اليمن.
The anti-government protesters have gathered at Change Square in the capital Sana'a. Meanwhile, Saleh's supporters have also held a counter-rally in Sana'a. The president addressed his supporters, promising to resist what he called outlaws. Saleh said he would serve out his term as president until 2013. Yemen has been rocked by months of mass protests against Saleh. Security forces and pro-regime thugs have routinely attacked the demonstrators since the protests began. Over 150 people have been killed. In Egypt, hundreds of people have held a protest against Israeli policies. The protesters gathered in front of the Israeli embassy, demanding the expulsion of Israeli ambassador from their country. The demonstrators also expressed their support for Palestinians. They called for immediate opening of Rafah border crossing into the Gaza Strip. Just a few days ago, Cairo announced a plan for permanently opening the border crossing with Gaza within days. Egypt has already warned Israel against interfering with its plan. Ousted Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak kept the crossing closed since Tel Aviv imposed a blockade on Gaza in 2007.
100 days has passed since the Egyptian revolution movement began, but the energy and rigor among Egypt's youth is still as strong as ever. Protesters once again converged on Tahrir Square following the Friday prayers to voice their support for the Arab world revolutions.
We're not forgetting about our case. We're not forgetting about our revolution. However, Egypt and all the Arab nation is never gonna stand up without putting hands together. You know, without being one hand, without having a real coalition, first from the ground, from the street, from the people itself, then from the governments.
There was a similar scene outside the Israeli embassy in Cairo, where protesters gathered to call for a halt to gas exports to Israel and the severing of all ties.
Our first goal is to cut gas exports to Israel because it means we're supporting them to occupy Palestine.
The youth present explained that while they are demonstrating here specifically to stress their support for their fellow Arabs, they have not forgotten demands and issues at home, which they say have to be addressed. Human rights activists in Egypt estimate that around 5,000 to 10,000 civilians have been trialed in military courts since the revolution, while former corrupt officials are facing legal action through civilian courts.
Some 10,000 people have been tried unfairly at military courts. The military council shouldn't be allowed to make decisions on its own and without seeking the opinions of political parties.
The ruling military council had issued a statement on its Facebook page in the early hours of Friday, congratulating the youth on 100 days of the revolution. The council also vowed to continue protecting and supporting Egypt's unity and the demands of the youth. The day ended with a call for a million-man protest next Friday in Tahrir in support of Palestine amid calls for the Third Intifada. 100 days into the Egyptian revolution and the numbers of protesters choosing to take to the streets is dwindling down. But the thousands who came to Tahrir today voice their strong support for pro-democracy calls across the Arab world and stress internal issues that must be resolved. Maik Emel, Press TV, Cairo.
Syrian rights groups say at least 30 protesters have been killed in fresh clashes in several cities. The violence took place after pro-reform rallies across the country on Friday dubbed the Day of Defiance. The central city of Homs experienced the most severe clashes, with 16 protesters reportedly killed. Meanwhile, state media has said 10 soldiers and police were killed in the city by, quote, terrorist groups. Syria has witnessed huge anti-government demonstrations in the past weeks. Damascus blames the violence in the country on foreign conspiracies and armed thugs. Hundreds of people in the Azerbaijan Republic have gathered outside the education ministry in the capital Baku to protest the government's hijab ban in schools. The protesters demanded the resignation of the country's education minister, Mr. Mardanov, over banning girls with headscarves from attending classes. They also called for reversing the order, saying it's a female's constitutional right to wear a headscarf at school. The demonstration turned violent after police beat protesters. Protesters retaliated by throwing stones. Reports say several people were injured and more than a dozen were detained following the clashes. You're watching the World News here on Press TV. A quick reminder of our top stories this hour. Hundreds of people in Saudi Arabia protest against their country's military intervention in Bahrain. Several protesters are arrested in hundreds of Egyptians protest against the Israeli ambassador's presence in their country. Dozens of people are reportedly killed in anti-government protests in Syria. In Azerbaijan, hundreds of people protest against the government's ban on hijab in schools. And the Scottish National Party wins a major victory in the Scottish parliamentary elections.